Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And welcome to the Reeds Mill Church. My name is Ben Wetherill. If you've got your bulletin, you've got a little bit of a write-up on me. Nowadays, you'll find me at the Baptist Church up in Rangeley. I kind of shifted over a couple of years back and started attending there. Still doing pretty much the same stuff I was doing, only I'm retired from the Border Patrol and I'm retired from the Coast Guard. And I kind of have my own time frames, and I don't have to answer to anybody else except my wife. And I like that. Yeah. So, let us shift to our first hymn and get started. So, Church in the Wildwood, 367. Somebody who really has got the tune in their head can kind of gear us off here.
There's a church in the valley by the wild wood, no lovelier spot in the dale, no place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wild wood. Oh, church in the vale, no spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Oh, come to the church in the wild wood, to the trees where the wild flowers bloom, where the parting hymn will be chanted. We will weep by the side of the tomb. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wild wood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. How sweet on a clear Sunday morning to listen to the clearing bell. Its tones so sweetly are calling, oh, come to the church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wild wood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. From the church in the valley by the wild wood, when day fades away into night, I would fain from the spot of my childhood wing my way to the mansions of light. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wild wood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale.
All right. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Hymn sing. So who wants to be the first to throw something at me? Okay, over here.
Okay.
What you got?
487 Amazing Grace, first and last, please.
Is that 487?
487.
Okay, make sure I heard that right. All right, and you said first and
last.
Okay. Everybody ready? All right.
Amazing Grace, how sweet days than when we first begun.
All right, next.
428 in the garden.
428.
428, all three verses. Please.
All three verses, okay.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go. Through the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Yes.
289. Assurance. First and third.
Is it time? Okay.
Blessed
assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest, I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Any more? Yes.
Number 326, wonderful words of life.
326. 6.
First and last.
Okay.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of love. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Yes.
292.
Yes. How many verses?
Oh, sorry. First and last.
Okay.
Everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Lean on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms.
That should help. Amen. Amen.
Surprisingly enough, there's not one in it.
Nope, there isn't.
Okay, any more? Rufus, one more.
455, my country, 'tis of thee, first and last verse.
455.
455.
Let me see what you, see if this is the one I remember. Okay.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Our fathers, God, to thee
prayer request. Does anybody have, let's start with blessings. Does anybody have a blessing they would like to pray for? Anything happy? Yes?
Praise God for this church. I love coming here to Summer Time. And the other few services we have during the year. This has a great deal of meaning for me. I've been attending this church for quite a long time.
Yes. Rufus?
My eldest son and his wife came with two children. Two other families, each with two children, and we had a hard time keeping them all fed, but they had a great time. And it was a great blessing.
Yeah. Any other blessings? Yes.
I think it's so nice to start seeing our vegetable garden and start getting us our food here.
Other blessings. Any concerns? Anybody we're praying for? Rufus?
Well, I'd like to pray for all young people coming along. May they find the Lord, and particularly for our children and our grandchildren. And, it's a confusing time in the world, and
I'd like to hold up our Baptist church up in Rangeley. We're going to have church in the park next Sunday, so we're going to hold our church down in the city park at 10 o'clock instead of inside the building walls. And if any of you are up there next Sunday, please come by and worship with us. But this is something new we're trying, and so prayers would be very appreciated. Any other concerns? Yes?
I'd like to have a prayer for my son and my daughter-in-law. They're trying to have a baby, and things are looking up now. So if anybody could pray, so I can be a grandma again.
We'll say we prayed here for 7 years for my second son and his lovely wife, Heather. They ended up having three children.
Okay.
Oh,
so we could do very well. Any other concerns? Yes.
For unsaved loved ones, even the ones that are saved, that they'll be back on track.
Okay. Yes.
Another blessing. And that is that this is your 14th time leading service here since I've been worshiping here, and I just really appreciate that you make the trip.
I just find it hard to believe I've been here that many times. Doesn't seem like it. Really doesn't. Any other concerns? Okay. Let us pray. Father, we come before you to, first of all, to worship you and to recognize your glory and your love and your wonderfulness. And we praise you for this church, and we praise you for our families, and we praise you for your bounty. And we praise you for this wonderful place that we live in, that you would continue to bless it and to bless us. We praise you for making yourself known to us and helping us to be faithful as you are faithful. And we pray for blessings on our families, that that you would bring children into our lives. We pray especially, Father, that that you who command us to go out and be plentiful, that you would give us the blessing to help help families to actually have those children, Lord. We pray especially for this, for a son and his wife, that you would make them plentiful. We pray also, Lord, for all of those in our families who either have fallen away, Lord, or have never obeyed your message, have never heard your message, that their hearts would be softened, that they would be open, that they would hear you, and they would hear the love that you have for them, that you care for them, and that you want only what is best for them. And we pray that your gospel would root itself in their hearts. And finally, Lord, we pray for the young people of this country. They are our future. They are the future of the church. They are the future of our country. And we pray that you would continue to work in their hearts and to bless them and to show them your love and your glory, that they might come to know who you are, to know that you are good and that you are faithful, and that your promises can be trusted, Lord. We ask all of this in Jesus' mighty name, and we finish with the prayer that he gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Okay.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the rush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
All right. You guys have gone the same way we have. Okay. So we will still praise. We'll still do the doxology for whatever people put in the plate.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Okay. Yes. Okay. This is the next question.
Is it snowing? Today's reading is from the book of John, chapter 18, verses 33 through 37. These are taken from the New International Version. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus said. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are the king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of the truth listens to me." My friends, these are the words of our Lord.
Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts bless you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I don't know if she was taking note of the fan, or if she really realized that, this reading is probably out of place if you pay attention to your calendar of the church. This usually occurs, reading usually occurs in like November or later for Christ the King Sunday. But I thought that the message is something that we need to hear nowadays and currently. "Beware that no man lead you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come, for nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginnings of the birth pangs." We hear these words, and considering the current state of the world, you might say, God, surely now is the time. Can it get any worse? The Western United States is on fire again. There is chaos in our political system, as usual. There are shootings, earthquakes, volcanoes. The list continues. But there is something stated indirectly in this reading that is stated directly and clearly in our reading from John 18. Christ is on his throne, and he rules over his kingdom. Now many will ask, if God is on his throne, and everything is under his dominion, why are we still suffering? Living within the bounds of the world, we know that none of this makes sense. If there would be peace and an end to suffering, can't God just come with all his angels and fix the world? Isn't God capable of doing anything he wants to? Yes, God can do anything, but God is good. And that limits what he will do and how he will do it. In this fallen world, selfish, limited human beings have lost sight of the power of unmerited love. If we want something, our first impulse is to take it if we have the power. And if we don't have the power, then we will attempt to buy it or seduce it or influence it in some way. Too often, freely given love is our last option. Then along comes this all-powerful king who will not take even from what is rightfully his. He is love, and love does not demand its own way. Now, Pilate could not grasp this simple concept. The Roman Empire took what it wanted by force, even seeing peace as something that could be taken by force. You know, the famous Pax Romana. What to do with a king who did not demand his kingdom by force? In Pilate's understanding, and for much of our current world, this is simply crazy talk. If you don't demand your rights, take what is due you by force, hey, it'll never happen, right? That is the way of the world. It could take forever to love something into submission. We also take too lightly what we laughingly call collateral damage. Would we be so nonchalant with the world if we had created it ourselves with our own sweat and blood? If everything we knew and saw and loved was created by us or someone close to us, would we be willing to destroy it even for a good cause? You see, God created everything in the universe. Everything. God cares about everything in the universe. Nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, is insignificant to him. Jesus noted that God feeds and cares for the smallest creatures, like the birds of the air. We have a king that cares for every living creature, not because of anything they can do for him, but simply because they exist. He created all of it so that the Trinity might share the love they have for each other. Would we have God harm even the least of these to save us from suffering? In 1997, a book was published that would be the beginning of a series that would become part of a multi-billion-dollar industry, all focused on the universe at the center of that book. That book was called Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Now, the story focused on an orphan boy named Harry Potter who discovers that on his 10th birthday, he belongs to a world much different than the one he has known all of his life. Now, I remember that the story did not seem complex, but the characters were wonderful, full of nuance and depth, and I slowly realized as we read each of these books, which is a whole series of them, to our children. You see, my oldest was 8 when we read the first book, that these stories, unlike many of the children's stories that were out there, revealed the deep truths about our world without attempting to talk down to children. Her stories, J.K. Rowling, never deny that the world can be unfair or that we have a right to be free from suffering, only that we are stronger when we stand together and love others. I believe this is why these books continue to reach children, starve for real conversation about our world, and why they are already considered masterpieces like The Lord of the Rings, The Tales of Narnia, and A Wrinkle in Time. Strangely, despite the truth found in these books, the world seems to miss some of the more important points in the story. In her latest series of movies, the last one came out in April of this year, I do believe, Secrets of Dumbledore. And I speak specifically of the second movie at this point, Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. Rowling again touched on some of the truths of our world through her fantasy story. Now, without revealing too much of the plot, I would suggest you go see it if you haven't already seen it. You can find it online at the very least. I will note that I suspect many people will miss much of the nuance of her story. The series, Fantastic Beasts, follows the rise of an outlaw leader named Gellert Grindelwald, who is, if you pay attention, is kind of a copy of Adolf Hitler in how he deals with the world and his push for power. And it follows through the adventures of a young man named Newt Scamander, whose focus is on finding and saving rare magical creatures while educating the wizarding world about them and their uniqueness. As a character from the original books, Albus Dumbledore notes, Newt does not seek power, but simply asks if a thing is right. You see, Newt cares for others, not because of what they can do for him, but simply because they exist. He notes near the end of the story that people like Grindelwald overlook the simple of the world because they see no power in simplicity. I noted that this quote did not show up anywhere online, and I believe that this is a major part of the story that our culture, like Pilate, does not understand. And in fact, I noticed that in the third movie, the plot line goes through and it is a very simple thing that ends up making the day in the storyline. You see, all of this reveals a truth about this world that is of the very nature of our king, a king who is love. Listening to our reading today, you might initially imagine an image of an all-powerful ruler capable of subduing everything before him. a ruler who established the world and all that is in it, and who will overcome all of his enemies and whose rule will never end. But if you listen closer, you will hear of a king who gave up his life for the world that he loves and that did not love him in return. He saved us with his blood, and then he made us his kingdom, and priests to rule over his kingdom with him. More importantly, he did that with a power that is mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Bible, you see, compares the power of God, the Son, the King, to the power of water. What do we know about water? Water does not overcome normally by overwhelming might, although we see some of that every year when the rivers overflow and when hurricanes come ashore, and ever so often when you get a tidal wave, right? But what water normally does is it changes its environment slowly, trickle by trickle, drop by drop, wearing things down bit by bit by bit. Like love, the power of water reveals itself most often in small ways. God reveals himself most often in the faces and lives of ordinary people, and most significantly in the lives of those who are the least, the unnoticed ones, the ones noted in Rowling's stories who are beneath the notice of the powerful. It is easy to declare that we believe that Christ is on his throne when all is well in the world. It is especially easy when we believe that he is on our side and we are in control, right? Is our belief evident when life is not going our way or in our everyday lives? Christ warned us that bad things would happen in this world and called for us to remain calm. You see, it is when we remain calm amidst the chaos that we reveal what we really believe about Christ. More importantly, do we reveal it in how we live our lives every day? Do we only live for ourselves and to gain more and more stuff, bigger and bigger experiences, more and more control? Or do we live for others, seeking to reach into others' lives so that we might enrich those that we encounter? There was a popular Christian song just a few years ago that talked about the reality of our King, a King who became to testify to the truth. The song was written and recorded by a young man by the name of Josh Wilson, and it was titled "To Dream Small." The opening lines are, "It's a mama singing songs about the Lord. It's a daddy spending time with his family that the world says he cannot afford. It's these simple moments that change the world." The artist points out that God does his greatest work through the simplest ways and people. He fed 5,000 with just 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread that he got from a little boy. He makes oceans from rivers and help David take down a giant with a small stone. We reveal our belief in the King when we love our wives and husbands, children and neighbors, when we reach out to the lost and hurting, when we care for the powerless. This doesn't mean that we shouldn't push for legislation or protest against abuse, but we should start where we are by simply loving those who God has placed in our lives. Don't buy into the lie of Satan that says that only grand gestures count, or that you can only accomplish great things by doing more. As Mr. Rogers so often pointed out, it is through loving our neighbor that we impact the world. So dream small. Amen. All right. Our closing hymn is hymn 8. You can do all the verses if you want. I said we can do all the verses if you want. I'm good with that.
I think that's a good idea.
All right. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth.
ransom from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all.
May the God who died for us and loves us, may he bless us and keep us as we go about doing the things that he has called us to do. And may we continue to love him all our days. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen. All right.